Hello?
Hey Alex, how are you? It's Rami.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, she's a bit stubborn. She's saying that she still receive it. She cannot send them the emails, but she can receive them. And I don't know what else to tell her.
I'll handle it, but realistically, if it's just an email, it would have to go to Spectrum and they can further explain. I know exactly why. I used to work for Spectrum. Roadrunner emails are a little finicky, so it won't work under a different if it no if
Different.
it's easier if it's easier with a different provider, it's not gonna work how it should. You'll still receive, or sometimes it'll be the reverse. You can send, but you won't be able to receive. Sometimes just won't it won't work at all. It's a very older it's one of their older email addresses. It's their oldest email address actually. Roadrunner.
I see.
But yeah,
Oh,
I'll talk
goodness.
to her.
All right. Thank you. As soon as she comes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's good. That's good. My line is Alex. I'm here with the tech support team. You might just re-explain the issue for me.
Yeah, sure. So I have always been a Spectrum customer. I had internet at two home addresses, one in New York City and one in Rhinebeck, New York. And I also have their email. So my domain or whatever it's called is nyc.rr.com. All right, so then Archtop came to Rhinebeck. I signed on, and about 10 days ago, we got new internet service. I mean, it was busy over the holidays, but somewhere over Thanksgiving, I am unable to send out emails from my, and I'm using my Mac mail or my mail on my iPhone. So I can go to the Spectrum Roadrunner website and get my emails, but I want to use my iMac. I'm sorry, my Mac or my iPhone, like I've always done for the last 20 years. So anyway, so I called Spectrum. They checked everything. They said, no, it's a call Apple. I called Apple. They say, no. Go to call Spectrum. So I did a little bit of, research on my own, and somebody with the same problem said they turned off NordVPN, so I was like, oh, maybe that's it. That worked for this person. So I researched, and I thought, where is this NordVPN?
You have a
Is it?
NordVPN subscription?
I don't have it, but somebody said maybe it's on the router when I was doing my research. I don't know. I really don't know, but I just want to use my outgoing. I want to be able to send and receive emails successfully.
So
So,
you
having
still
said that,
okay.
yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I know my neighbor also got Archtop, and he was hvc.rr.com. And they told him he can't use that email address anymore. So, and I was just on hold thinking, oh my God, because the woman before said, you can't use email anymore. And I'm like, what? So I'm thinking of my neighbor. So I'm like, oh, is this going to be a problem? And this is where I am now.
So just so I can reconfirm, so that NYC.RR, that's attached to your New York
Yes,
account.
it is. We
And
have a home in New York. We have had the service there through Spectrum, and I still have that. I did
still have that.
disconnect the Rhinebeck one because I
So
have
no.
Archtop now, but I still have
As long as you have the one that's still connected to,
yes.
NYCDarkHour.com.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as that one's still active, it shouldn't matter. It was my fault because she asked me in the chat. I'm the one that's able to be used, so that's why she said that. So it's really me that said it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I didn't know that you had two addresses. So that's my
nobody
fault.
Nobody did. Yeah.
But
yeah. No, that's my fault. I was like, oh no, my neighbor. He emailed everybody and said use this other email address. I don't want to do that. But anyway, Ken, do you have any advice for me?
I do. So this will have to happen. I don't like redirecting people again because I know you just said you got bounced back and forth between Apple
and Spectrum,
Spectrum, right? But I will literally tell you, and this is a one time hack. Not a one time hack. It's not really a hack. It's more like just like a way to for them to understand what
around.
The issue is that what the issue is better so that they can really just give you what you need. So what you need is the outgoing and incoming mail server settings.
Yes.
And then you need that needs to be reconfigured on that mail app in your phone.
I have that. Spectrum gave me all that.
Did they tell you to delete the email from your device and then add it back?
Yes. Yeah. And yes. I worked with them yesterday.
Because that would be the only thing I could think that would prevent out, because you're able to receive and not send, right?
I'm able to receive and not send. Yeah.
So that's outgoing. That's going to be the outgoing mail server settings. There's an issue with that. Whatever it is, I don't know if it's someone gave you the wrong one.
But that's where I'm stuck.
Like,
yes. So I'm just looking. I spoke at length yesterday with Spectrum. He emailed me the proper settings. Yeah. So maybe I have to go down that road again. But you're confirming with me, as long as I have the Spectrum through the nyc.rr.com, it has nothing to do with my router here or my service here. And I can keep my email. Yeah.
You can keep your email as long as that you keep that address service active. Yeah, you should be fine.
Okay. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you for your time.
And also, there's also another way you can keep that email.
Oh.
If you did want to remove that address, let's say you want to cancel it, you can ask. Like I know for me, I have a what's it called, a TWC email still.
Yeah.
I don't use it that often, but I have one.
Yeah.
So what I had to do was I don't have Spectrum anymore, obviously, because I work for this company. But I transferred it to my friend's account who still actually has Spectrum.
Oh.
All you have to do is just get approval from the person, and as long as they're cool with having that email off the account there, that's it.
Yeah.
And you can still keep it. But
that's
just that's just a little extra
trick
info if you want. Yeah.
Inside intel.
Yeah, because I used to work for them, so.
Okay, that's great. So what you did, you just used your friend had Spectrum?
My friend has Spectrum, and I just, he's a family friend. So
said,
hey,
and
do you mind if
you
I?
Just worked, Okay, yeah. All right, so there's hope.
There's
I don't want
hope.
To give this up. I can't. I mean, it's too attached right now. But okay. Well, again, thank you so much for all your help.
If you do want to get that, just tell them, hey, I need that outgoing mail service setting, and the customer support from Spectrum. They should have that.
Yeah.
They have a way to search for it and then give it to you. So they.
Yeah.
I just don't know it off by heart anymore. I would have just given it to you if I remembered, but I don't.
Oh no, the guy sent it. He emailed it to me yesterday. All the settings. So now it's on me to go troubleshoot where that's gone wrong. But I'll do it. I got this.
I have faith in you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No worries. My pleasure.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.